Item number four, from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a due diligence report for the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to enter into an agreement with Journey House, Inc. for the lease of land within Metro Park. This item also came before the Committee on Economic and Community Development. It was discussed with no action taken. The item is informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Please.
Hey.
Please introduce yourself so our listening audience knows who's on board.
Of course. Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs.
Please proceed, Mr. Masterson.
What you have before you is an informational due diligence report, which is based on a proposed lease agreement between Parks and Journey House, Inc., and it's for the lease of approximately 2.2 acres of land within Mitchell Park. On this land, the lease will allow Journey House to construct and operate a football field facility within Mitchell Park. The actual due diligence that you have before you is based on the existing proposed lease agreement as submitted to this committee for the June 2012 cycle. However, there were discussions at a June 13th meeting between Parks, Journey House, and DAS staff that may lead to additional revisions to the proposed lease agreement. Some of the main pieces of the agreement, we'll just kind of summarize those and go over them for you. The lease may be in place for about 30 years. This includes a 15-year initial term plus a 15-year extension. The extension is at the option of Journey House, provided that they A, maintain the property, and B, operate the property for its intended purposes, including public access. The tenant, in this case Journey House, pays a $1 annual rental payment. The tenant will escrow the total amount of funds necessary for the construction and operation, the installation of the football field in advance of construction. The tenant agrees to establish an endowment fund in the amount of $50,000 for ongoing maintenance and operation of the football field. Now, this endowment fund, the total fund is $100,000, but the tenant must maintain a balance of at least $50,000 in this fund. The tenant has the authority to establish a fee schedule. The tenant agrees to make the football field available to the public free of charge for at least 4 hours a week. The tenant pays all utility costs. This includes installation as well as ongoing operating costs. And finally, upon expiration or early termination of the lease, the county shall acquire free and clear and at no cost to the county the title to the football field, any improvements made, as well as equipment to maintain the field, and any remaining endowment funds as mentioned above. Based upon the review of the available information to DAS, we would make the following recommendations, again, to the proposed lease agreement as presented. Number one, use a 10-year initial term plus 4 optional extensions of 5 years each. The terms and conditions for each renewal would be subject to negotiation and approval by both Journey House and the county. And number two, the Journey House Endowment Fund for major maintenance and operational improvements should be established as two separate restricted funds. This would dedicate funds solely for major maintenance purposes. It reduces the risk of using major maintenance funding to expand operational and programmatic enhancements, and it also reduces the risk to the county that it may be responsible for major maintenance items in the future. And number three, given the long-term nature of the lease agreement, the minimum threshold amount for major maintenance should be based on the long-term maintenance needs of the facility. Presently, the lease agreement establishes a $50,000 minimum threshold, again, as referenced with the endowment fund. Number four, ensure that the minimum number of hours dedicated for free public access be maximized beyond the four-hour weekly minimum by Journey House to any extent practical. And finally, number five, establish a revenue sharing agreement between Journey House and the county based on expected profits from admission and rental of the football field facility. Now, the county share of this would be used to supplement the restricted major maintenance fund. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may
questions
have.
Questions for Mr. Masterson? My committee? Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Is there a non-renewal clause in the option on the part of the county, or is it only on Journey House?
As it's structured presently, it's at the option of the Journey House, contingent on the fact that they operate the facility for its intended uses, again, including the public access, and are maintaining the property. So it's more broadly applied, but it still remains at the option of Journey House.
So if the county were to have a concern, excuse me, as far as the operation of the field, you know, for whatever matter, public use or fees being charged or something, and would we have a way to not renew that option in between the terms after? Well, right now it's still 15 in the original. I guess I'm kind of unclear. Were the DOT
sure.
recommendations incorporated into the lease now or not? It didn't appear that they were on what we have
sure.
seen.
Sure, Chairman, Supervisors, they are not. The recommendations as they currently appear are not incorporated in the lease agreement. And just to clarify, in the lease agreement right now, the proposed lease agreement, the initial term is 15 years. The extension of an additional one additional term is at 15 years at the option of Journey House, again, provided that they are providing maintenance to the facility and using it for its intended use. What we were looking at, and again, this due diligence was sent down to committee prior to our knowledge that it had been reviewed by Corporation Counsel, and that was one of our concerns, that looking at that language, intended use and maintenance, is it too broad? If the county did have issues, could it be too narrow or too broad? We wanted Corp Counsel to kind of have their feedback on that. And at this point, our due diligence, we did not have that information.
That was one of my questions too. Do you know if Corp Counsel has reviewed this subsequent then?
Yes. Subsequently, Paul Kugelich notified us that it had been notified.
All right. And then did you do due diligence on Journey House itself as far as their financial wherewithal that we feel confident are going to be able to raise the funds needed not only to maintain the place but to provide the proper ongoing maintenance so that, you know, 5 years down the road or even a few years on down the road, we don't want, you know, to be getting this thing thrown back in our lap and then us having to bear the burden of maintaining and operating it. Is there substantial wherewithal there on the part of Journey House to be able to see this thing through?
Chairman, Supervisors, based on our review, we couldn't ascertain what the long-term costs. Based on the information provided, we didn't know what the long-term costs would be to operate the facility. So one of the things that we were looking at, I believe it's recommendation 2 and 3, was looking at what those actual costs would be and then making that endowment fund reflective of what those long-term operating costs or long-term major maintenance costs would be. Initially looking, having a $50,000 bare minimum, we thought maybe too little. There may be additional funds that may be needed to help with that major maintenance so that the county wouldn't have to, in case Journey House didn't have the funds available, so that the county wouldn't have to go in and make those major maintenance improvements itself.
And you mentioned the $50,000 was the minimum, but they were expected to have $150,000. Is that over the course of the 30 years of the lease, or?
No, Chairman, Supervisors, the $100,000 for that endowment fund is specified in the agreement. That's the ceiling. So $100,000 runs with the agreement. There's no mention in the agreement that it has to be above $100,000. It's just $100,000 for the ceiling and a $50,000 minimum base on it.
There's no cap on what they would have to spend for proper maintenance, though, throughout the term of the lease. I mean, when you use the term ceiling, I don't know what you mean.
Sure. Just to clarify, as defined in the lease, it defines it as $100,000. So it doesn't say additional funds will be added or additional funds will be included up to any certain amount. It just requires that Journey House have a $100,000 endowment. So that's it.
But if repair costs exceed $100,000 over the term of the lease, they're liable. I mean, the county is not going to at some point have to pick up a tab for anything. Or are you telling me that Journey House is only liable up to $100,000 in maintenance, and after that, the county would have to pay?
No, I'm not saying that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions of Mr. Masterson? That is not an action item. We'll receive that, and with our thanks to DAS, and move on to item number 5.